comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this planet, thanks for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth, a place where you actually matter. We are going to be pretty soon removing that link to the ringtone from the website. So just a heads up. If you want to download our theme song as a ringtone, the link is in the upper right-hand side of our website, our webpage. So go over to kevinsmithshow.com and avail yourself of that free ringtone if you want it, because we will be removing it pretty soon. Have to make space for some more stuff. Be sure you subscribe to the K-Files e-zine if you're not subscribed. It's absolutely free, no strings attached, and you can unsubscribe anytime you so desire to do so. There's a link in every edition of the K-Files e-zine where you can unsubscribe. So you're not trapped into anything. And we don't share those email addresses with anybody, all right? So you're not going to be spammed as a result of having subscribed. You remember Jeff Peckman. Jeff Peckman has been my guest on this show a couple of times. He's the guy out in Colorado who has been pushing for an initiative, a ballot initiative, to have the city of Denver create a commission for the purpose of investigating unidentified flying objects. Well, he had to get 3,974 signatures on a petition in order to get this on the ballot initiative, and he has turned in his petition with signatures over 10,000 signed, so it will be on the ballot in August, and congratulations, Jeff. Good work. Tonight, I just thought this might be a little bit fun. Now, we're going to do a little contest. Here's how it works. When I open the phone lines later on for you to call and talk with the guest, just keep in the back of your mind this question. Which country in our list of top 100 countries, and this changes, you know, from month to month, which countries are number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and so forth. It moves around. But right now, which country is number 5 in our top 100? Now, I'll give you the first four in order. Number 1, United States of America. Number 2, Australia. Number 3, Canada. Number 4, Great Britain. Number 5, who is it? Now, when I open the telephone lines a little bit later and invite you to call in to talk with the guest, keep that in mind, and if you want to take a guess at it, you can, and if you get it right, the first person that gets it right will receive Mars Maximum Mystery free. How about that? We'll be back right after this break with not Jeff Peckman, but Jeff Harvey. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. With me this evening is Jeff Harvey. Now, Jeff has been my guest on the show previously, several times, and it's always interesting, always compelling information. But I was talking with him on the phone, and he said, you know what, Kevin? He said, I really can't explain this, but since I had that implant taken out of my leg, strange, amazing things have been happening with my brain activity. And I'm going to let him explain all of that to us and expose all of that to us in just a moment. But first, let me just say, Jeff, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Kevin, my pleasure. Good to be on with you.
Jeff, for those who are new to the show and who did not... Maybe they didn't see this on television. They didn't get these new didn't get this information because they're new to the show, so they're not really sure what we're talking about. Let's do a real brief thumbnail sketch of what we're talking about here when I say implant. What's the story there?
Well, years ago, I was going through some real issues with my health, and I was losing weight rapidly, and I felt a bump on the back of my leg, and I contacted, I believe it was Roger Lear, and we went through some information, and he passed this by some of the folks that were doing the UFOs Hunters episode on television. And, of course, they flew me out, and we did some testing, found out it was actually a transmitter, a micro transmitter in the back of my leg. And for those who don't know, there's a military intelligence connection in there. And, of course, we had it removed, and they did an episode for it on television. And that's what prompted a lot of the things that have happened since then.
All right. Now, you said there's a military intelligence connection there. Have you determined that this is perhaps not extraterrestrial in origin?
I don't believe for a second that there's not a connection between both. At one time, as you know, I was firmly convinced that military intelligence was the only one who had a hand in it. But after a lot more discussion and looking at some of the things that have happened since then and before then, it's more than likely that it was a team scenario.
Okay, now the natural progression here then is going to be that if this has a military intelligence component to you having this implant, and it's a transmitter, obviously someone in the military up the food chain there made a decision that it was in the military's U.S. military's best interest to have that transmitter placed in your leg. And you decided it was in your best interest for it not to be in your leg, and so you had it removed. You then upset the apple cart for whatever the military plans were. Have you had any repercussions from that? Anybody contact you and give you a tough time, or what's the story there?
Well, there have been, for the last two or three years, basically I've had to do an awful lot of work in the IT department because of some of the attacks on my systems. Now, that's just me. Now, recently, as you know...
Oh, by the way, I got an email today from someone who said that my claims that that sort of stuff happens to this show was infantile. Are you telling me that you're infantile?
Well, I look at it this way. Anybody who attempts to debunk a fact typically is either working the disinformation angle or they simply don't have enough information, which I guess the term for that is ignorance.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify. I didn't know if you were infantile as well.
I hope I get there one day.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. So your computers have been...
quite all right.
Your computers have been attacked?
I'm pretty sure, well, first of all, what it was interesting to note was, is you probably know that Daryl Sims and I and some others were on Coast recently, And as you know, I released the information of my true role in intelligence, which is the spook behind the spooks. And basically, when that happened and the information that came out, somebody took a bullet over that show. Now, it happened just afterwards, and I won't go into any more detail. You can speak with Daryl about that directly, and he'd be more than happy to fill you in. But somebody took a bullet over that show, and things have happened. But, of course, if their goal was to scare anyone, they obviously didn't do a psych profile, because they'd realize all that did was is enhance our interest in speaking more about it.
Well, I contend, and I know it makes them angry because I do this publicly on this microphone, but I contend they hire people for those positions because of the fact they really can't think. If they could, they wouldn't pull some of the bonehead stuff they do.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I didn't release in the last show,
mm-hmm.
and you'll probably find this very interesting. When I was in the Navy and I was on the Kennedy, and I was working in the intelligence center, I came across a fellow who I knew quite well from Arizona, and he was a tech in there with me, and his name was Brian Dean Mowry. And he introduced me to a family out of Arizona who were paid assassins for the government here in the United States. And when I spoke with him directly and talked to him about it, and I said, you know, is this true? This is what I'm being told. And he knew I was in intel, so he felt comfortable at least telling me the basics. And he said, yes, there are mainly, you know, drug dealers and folks like that who we dispatch. And it was kind of interesting. I won't release the name of the family because I certainly don't want anybody getting waxed over something that ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is the levels that intel goes are far deeper than anything you see on any drama on television.
Well, and it's very difficult for me to sometimes to talk to folks and get them to understand that fact. Now, I've not been in that deep, but just I was intelligence officer for international police. Which is quite different from what we're talking about here. But even some of the things that we were involved in, you tell folks, and there's this look on their face like, what comic book have you read?
Well, that's the reason why I've told my practitioners in the medical side of the work we do, I tell them, look, you can't save everyone because many people don't want to know. They don't believe they can be helped, and many people that listen to the information that we have don't really care because they think it's not humanly possible for this to happen. Whereas if you talk to anyone who's had even touched the intelligence community, they all know exactly what we're talking about, and they want as little to do with it as possible because they know the lengths these folks will go to keep their secrets. Now, I'm not looking to upset the apple cart totally, but there's a few things that do need to come out.
All right. Now, with reference to this implant, you think that there was that there is both a military component, military intelligence component here, as well as extraterrestrial component.
Well, that's the thing. Most people, when they hear the word extraterrestrial, the eyes glaze over, they go, oh my God, another one of those. What they don't realize is that anyone at the upper levels of intel not only knows about this, but they have an awful lot of information. There is an actual entirety group of security clearances just for that particular area. And when people say, well, you know, top secrets as far as it goes, you and I both know there's many, many, many levels above that. Top secret is one of the lowest clearances you could possibly have.
Yeah, I think there's, 23 levels above, isn't there?
I think there's quite a few more than that.
More than, well, I was aware of 23, so.
Yeah, it's, you've got to remember that they compartmentalize everything. Now, if you take the highest level clearance you know of, And then you think, okay, who do I know that's at that level? And then you think about what they're involved in, and then you realize that the string pullers that are way above that clearly are going to be above there. You realize that it goes much deeper, much further, and much higher.
Sure. Sure.
It's just common sense.
And the president does not even have the top security clearance.
He's one of the lowest people on that totem pole there is.
Mm-hmm.
The government is just a group of people who are controlled by the same people who rig the Federal Reserve System, which is nothing federal. It's just a private institution. You know, it's if you think about it, the way the world is run is much bigger than most people understand or are taught in school, and they're not taught it in school specifically to make certain they play the ball game properly.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so I think what I want to do is share some of the photographs. I've chosen three of the photographs that you've sent me, and I want to share those with folks. And the first thing that I want to show is the implant itself. And the tag that you had with it is Implant RV Target. Explain that to us. Explain what we're looking at here.
All right. In remote viewing, and if anybody wants to see what remote viewing is and find out if it's real or not, because most people think it's woo-woo science, if you do a web search for Operation Stargate or Operation Grill Flame, you'll see quite a long, colorful history from the Freedom of Information documents that were released when it was declassified. You can stick an object in a box and put it anywhere on planet or off, and a remote viewer that's well-trained in 45 minutes can tell you what's in it, what it's shaped like, what the smells in the area are like, the sounds, and what the purpose of the device is. And that's something that was trained. There's a fellow by the name of Major Ed Dames who trained me, who is also involved in that project early on. So an RV target is something that we want to know information about, so we do a remote viewing session on it to pull more information from it. And I'm just about to the point where I'm going to task a team again to go take a look at this and see what more data to pull out. My problem has been that somewhere back when some of these things were going on, I had some kind of a memory wipe done. Because right now, at the age of 51, I have very few memories of childhood, very few memories of my school days, and very few memories of my time in service. I've got a few, but not nearly the richness of memories that you would normally think someone would have for the normal life.
Okay, now
so
this thing...
It's time to get some answers.
This thing looks like a little lump of charcoal.
That's correct. But if you look at some of the other pictures, you'll realize this thing is... See the one with the picture with... that would be Bill Burns from UFO Magazine.
No, I didn't get that
one. Episodes. Myself in the middle in the red turtleneck, and Roger Lear to the right.
I didn't get
that
one.
If you take a look at that picture, you'll look and see that there's this little tiny black speck in front of us that's like, I don't know, a tenth the size of a fingernail.
Where can people see that picture? Is it on the web anywhere?
If you go to my Facebook page and you type in J-E-F Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, 1F and Jeff,
okay.
You'll see my Facebook page up. Go to my album, and there's about five or six pictures there. And there's one there with us all huddled over this, and there's this little tiny speck. That's actually the implant, and that was literally an organic transmitter.
Okay, now when you say it was an organic transmitter... how is that possible? It's organic? It's biological?
Things like that were possible, except in sci-fi movies. But when they hauled it out of my leg, it was pretty clear that it was there in front of me, and it was a little hard to say, oh, no, that wasn't there. And when I did the testing, because of my electronics background, I did a clear field investigation on it without RF in the background, and I checked it in vertical and horizontal polarization, and this thing was putting out terrestrial frequencies as well as deep space probe frequencies. So you can argue all day that it might have been spurious radiation, but I checked for that first. And it was nearly a Faraday cage type of experiment I did. So, and I did these repeatedly. So there is no doubt what it was. So any of the nonsense that people use to try and debunk these things doesn't hold water. So this thing was a transmitter. It was encapsulated in a husk of tissue which looked nothing like my tissue. And literally, it was taking something out of my body. My suspicions are it was using my body chemistry and perhaps even the electromagnetic field of the body to power it to transmit. And as you had speculated, it could have been interfacing, because it was interfaced to the nervous system, it could have been interfacing with every sensor that I have. Mm-hmm. Eyes, ears, nose, touch, taste, sound, you know, everything. So if that's the case, it literally could have been used as one of the first in a realm of really interesting spy devices. Because if you could take somebody's sensory input, transmit it on a deep space probe frequency, pull it down on a satellite, decode the signals, which they're now able to actually decode your mental signals and see what you're thinking about, which is very interesting tech. If they were doing this, then they had the ultimate spy.
Well, yeah.
Why did they implant?
There is another possibility for its use as well, and I'll bring that up when we come back from this break. We'll be back right after this, folks. Welcome back. We're talking with Jeff Harvey. And Jeff, when we went away, we were talking about possible uses for this thing, possible purposes for this implant. The fact that it was all organic and the fact that it was apparently connected to your nervous system and all of the systems of your body, it was living off of your body. Presents an interesting question and possibility. And that is, we have all heard about how these spacecraft, alien spacecraft, are somehow navigated by an interface between the pilot and the craft, some sort of a mental interface. Now, if this was, if that's true, and if this was an early experiment in creating that kind of system, it could be that this was just a very small attempt to see if such an interface could be built and be functional.
Right. Now, you have to take a look at one piece of information for that. Mm-hmm. If you look at the ancient hieroglyphs, those devices have been around for thousands and thousands of years. So this couldn't be an early experiment for anyone but our government or military intelligence.
Okay, because now when you say these devices have been around for thousands of years, give us an example.
Well, if you read some of Zechariah Sitchin's work or some of the other works of ancient archaeology, like Forbidden Archaeology and some of the others, you'll see the hieroglyphs all over Egypt and other parts of the world, and they have spacecraft on the hieroglyphs. They've got a helicopter on one, they've got saucers on others. So these craft have been around for eons.
Oh, yes, yes, I see what you're saying.
We're just getting to the point where we're doing it.
Yeah, but my point is that they have it, but we didn't. And so this may be an early experiment of ours to try and create that type of material and that type of interface.
That's what I agree with. I think it was our experiment, and it may have been in conjunction with them, because we do know that the government has been working with them. The question is, you know, since Eisenhower's days, the question is why did it take them that long to get to this point in their relationship, and why did they have to actually experiment with it? Why weren't they handed the tech?
Well, now, you know, one of the stories is that a group of extraterrestrials made an approach to our government and perhaps to others. This is just one of the stories that's out there, and said, yes, we will give you some very high technology, but in exchange, you're going to have to agree to no nuclear weapons. You have to get rid of the nuclear weapons. And that offer was turned down. So maybe that was some of the technology that was offered that we didn't get. Maybe that's why they didn't just hand it to us.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. You know, one of the things that most people don't realize is that the nuclear weapons have almost been launched several times. And one of those times, they have documented information from the people involved at the silo sites that they were actually hovering over top of the silos, and they disabled the launch codes.
The UFOs?
And that's been on several different programs.
You're speaking of the UFOs were hovering, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I want to show this picture that you sent as well of an Israeli pilot, and I'd like for you to tell us the story of this pilot that you're in the picture with here. And where was this picture taken?
Okay, this picture was taken when I was out in California. I believe it was at the Sherman Oaks Clinic. I'm pretty sure it was the doctor I was working with, the surgeon, and that was Dr. John Matriciano. And basically what I did was is I went and I pulled down his story, and I put it up there on the website. But basically in 76, he was over Tehran, and he saw an object. And
so is he Israeli or Iranian?
By the tower people.
Is he Israeli or Iranian?
He's Iranian. That was my mistake. He was Iranian.
Well, you may be interested in knowing we have audience in Iran. And so maybe he's listening.
Very good. Yes, it was Parviz Jafari. Quite an interesting man to talk with as well.
Now, what happened?
He alerted Air Force Command, the post, and Deputy General Yousefi scrambled an F-4 jet to investigate. And the pilot in the first jet lost instrumentation and communications because he got too close to it. So he headed back, and then 10 minutes later they scrambled another jet, which he was piloting, and he was the squadron commander at the time, and it was flashing with lights, and he got very close to it, and the flashing was extremely fast, and he locked on it with radar, and the size of the radar scope said that it was about the size of a 707 tanker. Now, four other objects with different shapes separated from the main one, which we've heard about several times. And if you go to Trout Lake and see James Gilliland, you know, there are things up there going on where you can see that. Because evidently there's some sort of a portal up there or a vortex. But at any rate, when they were close to me, his weapons jammed up, his radio comms went garbled, and one of the objects headed towards him, he thought it was a missile. And he tried to launch a heat seeker, but the missile panel went out. And it followed me when he was descending on the way back. Now, a lot more things happened, and you can see that on my Facebook page and read down through there. But the Defense Intelligence Agency documented the event in a lot of detail. And the Freedom of Information Act, you can pull the actual incident and see what happened. And the Defense Intelligence Agency assessment basically said this case is a classic that meets all the necessary conditions for a legitimate study of the UFO phenomenon. So our government at the highest levels of intel, or some of the highest levels, even states that this is one worth looking into. So you can see just from that statement, if the DIA says it needs looking into, you know that the information has been so compartmentalized that even groups as high as the DIA don't have all the data. So somebody's above the DIA and the CIA that have the data.
All right. Now, let's we'll get into that, but let's go back now to the implant again. And what people on KSS-TV are seeing now is a picture of you. You're apparently, I guess, in the operating room. Dr. Matriciano is seated there. Tell us a little bit about this. What is this the day they took it out?
You can see I was in pretty rough shape at the time. Mm-hmm. I was down to 138 pounds from about 200 of what my normal weight is, and I was absolutely emaciated. This thing was sucking the life out of me, and basically I was getting to the point where I was getting very, very weak. I had very tough time focusing during the surgery and after, and the interviews before and after. If I hadn't gotten that out, I'm convinced my slide health-wise would have been a lot greater. And this was after having been saved by Dr. Tunsky back in 2003 from the effects of heavy metal poisoning and some of the radiation damage I've had and some of the vaccine injuries I've had and the mercury poisoning. Now, where the radiation damage came from, it's possible some of it was from a depleted uranium accident on the Kennedy that happened when a phalanx misfired. Some of it may have been afterwards from gamma radiation I took while doing weight basis weight analysis in the Adirondacks and some of the paper mills with computer systems. But that level of radiation damage seems to be a little low compared to what I've had to deal with. So I'm not certain where all of this came from.
Okay, so this little implant, it's hard for us to tell looking at a picture of it, but how big is this from tip to tip here?
If you look at that one picture on Facebook and you look at my finger next to it, it's about the tenth of the size of my pinky fingernail. Very small, the shape of a cantaloupe seed, only smaller, and it looks like a little piece of coal. And one of the main components was iron. Recently, I was given some of the data regarding the analysis that was done at University of Arizona. And it's quite interesting, some of the components in there, and I've got, and I didn't have time to give you the photos of this, but I have some extremely good high magnification views of it where this thing looks like it's the size of a football in the view. And if you can take something that small and bring it that big, you can see the fissures, the cracks in that. And from what Roger had mentioned, he said that my DNA was inside some of the cracks in the metal that was inside of it. So it was literally working with my body in tandem to do whatever it was doing. But I think it was taking too many nutrients, and it was weakening me.
All right. Now, you said it was transmitting on terrestrial frequencies.
Yeah.
So you had a meter to look at, and right. You could tell what those frequencies were. And in frequencies are assigned in blocks. Are those military frequencies that it was operating in?
Some were actually near the police bands. Others were in frequencies that NASA uses for deep space work. And what's interesting to note is that at one point when it was being analyzed, it was shifting frequencies through many different spectrums, which I thought was very odd. It was almost as if it was ensuring that it was getting the data packets out to several different systems, which I don't understand the need for that. If it's got a reliable transmission medium, it's got a good frequency range that it can hit, I'm not sure why it would shift through some of the different frequencies. Maybe it was malfunctioning, I don't know. But clearly, if it was designed to operate synergistically with my body, you would think you'd want the host alive and working well and in great health for it to be operational. You wouldn't want the host dead. So maybe it was malfunctioning, and that's why I was becoming weaker and weaker.
Well, Jeff, you said that you have experienced a memory wipe at some point in your life. They don't do that just to practice. They don't do that just for fun.
I had to have been exposed to something I should not have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've had to sign documents when I was in there when I was exposed to some things that were interesting. And these are some interesting documents you sign. But the only thing I can guess is somewhere along the line, I did my job extremely well in keeping an eye on the intelligence folks, and I came across something that was a little too deep. See, when I was younger, I had a near photographic memory. You could have me read a book, and I'd be able to, in a test later, picture the page in my mind the information was on and read it just as if I was reading the book. And that went away when I went into the military.
And we have to go away for a couple of minutes here for a break. We'll be back more with Jeff Harvey and this amazing story right after this. Welcome back. My guest is Jeff Harvey. Now, Jeff, when we stepped away, we were talking about this memory wipe that you experienced, and you must have gotten too close to something. You must have seen something. You were, maybe it was okay for you to see it, but it wasn't okay for you to remember it. Now, if that's the case, it is possible that, just a possibility, I'm just speculating, maybe this was a device that was implanted to continue to monitor and to reinforce the memory wipe.
It may be, because I have started getting memories back. I've been doing a type of detox that Gary Tunsky developed, and I've modified it with some of my ideas and protocols, and that goes to the heart of what's happening with this. Since it pulled out, I've been making connection after connection after connection in the health field and changing the way I use low-frequency sound to activate my pineal gland, the way I'm connecting some of the different products that are out there to help blow oxygen through the cell tissue so that the brain starts functioning again at a much higher capacity. These things are starting to happen. I even ran across something really interesting. There's a piece of software called NES, which you put your hand over a space resonance capacitor, and what it does is it senses your body field near it. It runs a whole slew of matches to your body's chemistry, and it actually reads the information field that tells your cells what to do, finds the distortions in there, and then you can actually recorrect them by putting a organic mineral solution in your body that's imprinted with the information field code, so it literally will have the cells change the way they function back to the way they were when they were healthy, thereby allowing your body to correct itself. And I've been doing some research with that, and these people really have done a fine job of it. They took traditional Chinese medicine and they corrected the order and sequence in which you apply things to the body. So there's a lot of neat things that have happened since it came out where my brain is functioning at a much higher level now.
Do you have any concern as your brain is beginning to function at a higher level, as memories are coming back, coupled with the show that you were talking about that you did recently where you say somebody took a bullet as a result of the show? Do you have any concerns that enough of your memory is going to come back that someone out there may consider you to be a threat?
Well, you know my personality, and the answer to your question is I'm about as concerned about that as I am trying to decide which piece of bubble gum I'm going to eat next.
Okay. Understood. You one of the problems, health problems that you have faced has been neuropathy as a result of diabetes. And neuropathy is, the result of it is that you lose the feeling in your feet or your hands or whatever. And I believe the last time we talked, you said that was beginning, the neuropathy seems to be beginning to roll away, and that you were beginning to get feeling back. Has that continued?
Two things to attribute that to. There are two things that I've done that have made a heck of a difference. And one of them is, first of all, you know, I've been doing a very special kind of detox developed by Dr. Tunsky. And the other one is part of his detox kit happens to be a mineral substance with fulvic acid by a group called Omica. And it's called Super Zeolite. It extracts the toxins out as well as the radiation. It binds to the radiation particles as well as to toxin particles and chemicals and drags them out of the body. The other thing I've been doing is I've been using the LED lights that are on my website. Jana Sullivan originally had designed these, and she and Kevin Sullivan and I have been working together with these, and I have them actually on my website, jefftech.net. It's jefftech.net. And these devices drive negative ions into the body, which, as anyone who's researched this, it's originally NASA's technology that Jana improved upon. I then, and here's another thing that happened with the way these connections have been going on in my brain. I've been studying biochemistry and some other things, and these connections keep coming. So I realized that if they're generating negative ions, you can use this to reverse all kinds of conditions in the body by putting the negative ions in. So it does a fine job of reversing diabetic neuropathy. It does a really good job of actually aiding your kidneys and liver to detox toxins at double or triple their normal rate. And these are studies that originally were done by many medical institutions like University of Wisconsin and others, the Medical College of Wisconsin. And you can look this up on the web. It's all over the place. But basically, these devices will cause a doubling of the lymph nodes within those organs, which causes the organ to process at double the efficiency it normally does. So these detoxes you can do, you can literally get a lot of crud out of the body by doing that. Now, when St. Luke's Hospital saw some of the work I was doing and the protocols I had, they actually invited me down to talk to their PhDs and go over my protocols. So I went over deep tissue wound healing and some of the work on Alzheimer's I've done. And we can literally take Alzheimer's and Parkinson's patients and we can reverse their condition by repairing what they've done to their body with the nutrient loads and detoxing out the chemicals. And then their body just heals itself. So all we do here is just teach people how to solve their issues and let them go home and do it.
All right, so you're saying that you can actually reverse completely Alzheimer's?
Yes, and the reason why you can do it is because most people don't realize what causes it. You could take two people that eat the same thing, exposed to the same toxins, and one of them will develop Alzheimer's. The other will develop Parkinson's. Well, the reason for it is the genetic weakness or predisposition in one area of their body, and that's where the body will dump its toxic load. It'll dump it in the weakest link. So what you do is for, let's say, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, you take these LED devices, and you can heal tissue at a tremendously increased rate with these. Everybody should have one in their cabinet. You basically put it on the head for about an hour a day, and it stimulates all the nutrients or electrolytes that are in the brain to function better. You then add liquid trace minerals so they have more electrolyte, so the brain function is better. Then you still have to go and wipe out all the toxins that coated all those cells and caused the loss of function. So you run them through detox, you build them back up with really good nutrients, and you put them on a juicing regimen 3 times a day during that entire cycle of detox. Then you give them a couple of months rest, let them rebuild tissue, and run them through again. And literally after the first run, you can see such an increase of improvement, it's dramatic. We had one person that called me. She had a husband who had Parkinson's for years, and you know how they shuffle their feet. They don't walk with a normal gait. So I told her, go put the LED on his head, you know, for an hour. And little did I know, she was going to take him to the VA for his Parkinson's checkup that day. Well, a couple hours later, he gets there, and he's no longer shuffling. He walks up to the desk where he signs in, and the people at the desk knew him well, and they just couldn't believe he was walking. So now all he has to do is go clean out the system, and he'll be able to reverse that. And there are studies from the UK showing how to use LEDs to partially reverse that. Now, you still have to clean them out, but yes, you can reverse a whole host of conditions with detox. Doc Tunsky, he's got stacks of cancer reversals.
All right, now, tell me about the LEDs. Well, we're not going to have time. We've got a break coming. When we come back from this break, I would like for you to explain to us why LED lights would have an effect at all, and how they have an effect. What you're telling us is absolutely phenomenal. So when we come back, I'd like to hear about the LED lights. All right, folks, we'll be back with Jeff Harvey right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Jeff Harvey, and we will open the telephone lines in just a little bit, but at the moment, we're going to continue talking with Jeff. Jeff, I want to know about these LED lights. What's the deal with that?
Sure. Any photonic energy that hits your body comes into the body as negative ions, and the reason they work for deep tissue wound healing and accelerated healing is a couple fold. And all the medical studies that have been done on it, and by the way, this device that I'm using is an FDA-approved device that's on my website. And basically what they do is they actually drive the negative ions into the deepest recesses of the cell, way down into the crista, which is a ribbon-like structure within the mitochondria. Now, it generates an increase in ATP production, which is your energy inside the body. And that's how it actually drives up the energy level. But it also stimulates the phagocyte activity, which is your cleanup crew. It cleans up the dead and dying cells and drags them out of the body. So when you're trying to heal, there's two things you need: an increased oxygen flow so that you can get oxygen to the wound site to heal. You need increased energy to make it work, and you need increased oxygen. Well, it also coincidentally dilates the capillaries so that you get more blood and oxygen flow in. Then it also stimulates RNA-DNA synthesis. So with all of those things working for you, you get a dramatic increase in healing. And it originally was found by NASA when they were working on the NASA astronauts up there at the space station. You know, they're in a reduced gravity, so when they bang themselves on a wall or a desk or something and get a bruise, it's not going to heal well because they have a lower gravity. So they started using it and found out they were getting like several 100% increase in healing. I have pictures on my website on the healing, on the wound healing, and you'll see how I healed a really dramatic wound on my leg. And that's at the jefftech.net website. Just remember there's only one F in Jeff. So these are things that it does, and on top of being able to help you with detox, help with wound healing, help with memory performance and brain fog, you know, you've got a device that literally can do an awful lot for your system, and they're not expensive. They're around $140 or so. They're not expensive.
All right, so you're using NASA technology, and you've been sort of led into this, or it has resulted from having this implant taken out of your leg, so working backwards as I am through the progression, how did this implant get into your leg?
I'm still looking for the answer. There's a lot of theory. I went through a regression when the History Channel regressed me, but I'm not confident that that information is solid. Because if you know anything about military intelligence and some of the work they did with MKUltra, you know, Fritz Springwire wrote some great works on this stuff, and I've got a manual that's about an inch and a half thick detailing the drugs they've used, what they did to the children to actually split their personalities and do these little wipes. We don't really know if we can trust that data yet, which is why I want Daryl Sims to do the regression for me, because he has the CIA background, the intelligence background, the hypnotist background that's at the highest levels, and he's a master at neurolinguistics programming. So he'll be able to defeat any kind of layered protection that's been placed in there that I might throw up. And that's what I need him to do. I need him to break through the barriers that they weren't able to break through before. And when we get that done, we should have the real answers behind how it was implanted and when.
Okay, Jeff, I want to open up the telephone line so folks can call in if they have a question. And folks, let me give you the telephone numbers. Our main number here in the studio is 623-444-5889. If you need to call me on the toll-free line, you may do so at 888-223-4599. If you live outside of the USA and you live outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message if you wish. Now, you can call, if you want to call, anywhere in the world, you can call 1-623-444-5889, and that will work from anywhere in the world. But if you don't want to pay for that international long-distance call, you can send me a flash message by going to my website and scroll down, and you'll see the link that says flash message. All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
This is Kevin from Beaverton.
Yeah, Kevin.
I was wondering, Jeff, I believe I did see that UFO Hunters episode, and it looked like that transmitter was under either intelligent control or was itself intelligent.
Okay, if you'll help me again, you broke up for a second. Which did you say was under intelligent control?
The transmitter in your leg, the implant.
I agree with you. I'm certain it was under intelligent control. The only problem is I don't know if it was malfunctioning or if it was functioning the way it was intended.
Thanks.
Okay.
You're quite welcome.
Thanks for the call. Don't forget, folks, if you want to take a guess, I mean, just take a guess at what country is number 5 in our top 100 countries. What country? The first 5 are the United States, Australia, Canada, and Great Britain. What's number 5 in terms of our audience? These are ranked from 1 to 100. So in the top 100, which one is number 5? If you happen to guess that right, I will send you immediately after the show tonight a link so that you can get Mars Maximum Mystery free of charge, all right? You just click that link and it'll take you right to it. You can download it and you can watch the video, the show that goes with it. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments for Jeff about alien implants, if you have any suspicion that you have one, if you would like to talk with him about any of this information that he shared with us about reversal of dire physical conditions, any of that, then give us a call, 623-444-5889, or toll-free, 888-223-4599. And also, don't forget, if you're outside the USA or you're outside of Canada, you can send me a flash message. There's only two countries in the world where I don't allow flash messages, because we have telephone lines for them, for sure, and I will even pay for the call. And that's Canada and the USA. Everybody else can use the flash messages. All right, Jeff, this you and I have talked about this before, but I would like to sort of, to use a pun, probe a little bit on the deep space frequency thing. Now, have you given any more thought to why the deep space frequency?
Well, if you're looking for a long-range transmitter to be able to get information, remember, we've got rings of satellites out there, and many of them are not pointed at Earth. They're pointed away. And we have some pretty interesting space-based weapons to fire at inbound objects. So if you're trying to get a signal out, you'd want to use a frequency that would get to the satellite level, because then you could use the network of satellites to transmit that information to wherever it needs to go. And again, the $64,000 question is what are they using that information for?
And the question that goes with it is, and what information is it that they're using? All right, let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
China?
No. Let me see. China is number 11.
I was close.
Yeah,
hey,
number 11.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have you tried that on brain, tried your healing techniques on brain injuries and paralysis?
I've used it on some brain injuries, and you got to remember that trauma medicine is totally different than disease medicine. Trauma medicine, you really need to go to a capable neurologist for something like that. Our work, we can do a lot of work in regeneration of tissue by teaching you how to put the right nutrients in, and I don't mean bacon, eggs, and sausage for breakfast. We can teach you how to do that to give your body the tools it needs to repair the cells, but when you've got a physical piece of damage to the brain, really, you want to talk to a neurologist about that, because they can give you the information to make you decide on what you need to do next. Are you talking about an accident victim?
It's only about 4 years ago, me. But
okay.
So
what is the effect you're trying to reverse?
Partial paralysis slash spasticity of my left arm and hand. Brain damage in most of the right parietal region.
And what has your neurologist said so far?
They're amazed I'm alive. They thought I'd be a vegetable.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's a tough one. What's interesting to note, though, is that the brain will shift memory to sections that aren't damaged. So if you are able to repair it, you will be able to get some of that back. Now, obviously, I can't advise you on that, but if this was me, the one thing I would do is I would put a really top-quality liquid trace mineral in my body, and I'd do it sublingually so that it transfers into the lymph and into the blood, because those are what the electrolytes are made out of that your brain floats in. So if you're giving them the nutrients so that the firing can happen at the best possible rate and way, and you're putting the best quality nutrients, and I mean good quality green juices out of a juicing machine, and the darker green the better, three meals a day, and paying attention to what you intake for protein to make sure you have enough of that as well, you're giving all the nutrient load you possibly can to give your body enough so that if it can heal it, it will. And whether or not that actually happens or not, a lot depends on you. And the other thing that we do to help with brain function and body function is to use organic sulfur which, of course, we have all this on the website. But what it does is oxygen is transported by organic sulfur through your system. That's your oxygen transport mechanism. And by doing that sublingually, you're helping transfer what oxygen you do have around the body better. And that's the best that I can offer you on what I would do if it was me that was in that situation.
Okay, another question for you, because I used to work in physical therapy, and we did a lot of wounds and burns. I mean, there were times when we did 5 a day for 6 months at a time.
Yeah, that's my specialty.
Yeah, have you tried to run your stuff through a wound burn center?
No, we haven't yet, because I have literally had no time. I've been on seminars, and I teach this to groups of 25 or more, and basically that's all I've been doing recently. Most of my time lately has been spent with the NES people on their software, because it's a good 30 years ahead of anything that's out there. It makes, you know, Quantum CO and some of the others look kind of interesting by comparison. It's just,
okay.
I haven't had the time.
If you get a chance, you might call the Salt Lake, Denver, the Shriners Hospital, and see if somebody will come to you to learn it.
I will be coming out to Salt Lake in the near future to visit a very dear friend of mine. We're going to do some work together. He's an expert in some of the neuro areas, so we'll spend a little time out there.
Okay, Brent.
Maybe I can actually swing by and have a conference with someone.
Brent, thank you for the call. Very interesting questions. 623-444-5889 is the main number. 888-223-4599 is the toll-free number. And then, of course, we have, for those outside the USA and outside of Canada, the Flash Message feature. It's absolutely free. So if you happen to be one of my listeners in China, we had one that sent me a Flash Message the other night from Shanghai. If you happen to be one of our listeners in Sweden, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Hungary, Denmark, South Korea, Slovenia, Latvia, and this one will even this will surprise people. Let's see if I can find it. It's in Africa, and I had no idea we had listeners there. Swaziland. We have listeners in Swaziland. How about that?
That's awesome.
Wherever you happen to be on this planet, if you have a question or a comment that you would like for us to ask Jeff, or you just have a comment that you would like for us to make the comment, send it to me in a Flash Message. Go to my website, scroll down, and click the link that says Flash Message, and we'll get it, and we'll deal with it here on the air. Jeff, I'm fascinated. I don't want you to think I'm just fixated on this implant. And yet, in a way, I am, because it seems to me it is the nexus of what was killing you, and then its removal leads to what is healing you. It seems to be the nexus. It's the focal point.
Well, so, you're right, because when I was younger, my dad, at the age of 5, trained me in some really interesting mind-over-matter techniques, and he had this interesting brain. He had an IQ that was like a rock, or a rocket, I should say. He used to work at Sikorsky Helicopter, and they'd send him home with a problem. And the next morning, he would wake up, and he would have the answer. And I was like that when I was a child, and I lost all this after the memory wipe. And now it's starting to come back. I'll have a problem. I'll go to sleep in early morning hours, just after dawn. I'll wake up and I'll be lying in bed, and the brain just kicks in. And all of a sudden, it's almost as if somebody's playing a little information show for me, where each of the connections of things I've learned get plugged together in the right sequence, and then I start reorganizing them to where they'll actually solve the problem. And that's where most of my protocols have come from. I've even taken other doctors' protocols other than the ones I've worked with, matched them to the things that have happened in the morning and come up with something that works even better than the protocol they designed. So something's happening.
All right, let's go back to the telephone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Tony from Alberta.
Hi, Tony.
How are you?
Fine.
So is the country Germany?
No, but I'll tell you what number Germany is here. Let's see. They're number 8. So you got closer. The other guess was China. It was number 11. Germany.
I have a question for Jeff.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Jeff, would this LCD thing work for fibromyalgia?
Well, that's an interesting question. I was recently talking with Doc Tinsky, and we had discussed after he had done his training for me in disease reversal. And fibromyalgia and a lot of those neural disorders are nothing more than your toxin accumulation over the years and your toxin load, basically creating a crust on the outside of the neural cell walls and over the myelin sheath. So what happens is you can't get a communication message through, you can't get the proper hydration through, you certainly won't get a nutrient through. So what does the cell do? It misfires. So you wind up getting all these fibromyalgia-like symptoms and many of the other things that are out there in their neural arenas. And the bottom line is if you clean that crud off using a correct detox and putting the right nutrients in, and I mean just basic green juices, you can clean that crud off. Now, does it happen instantly? No, you're not going to fix it in a week. Because remember, it took you a couple of decades to get there, eating all the junk and getting all the crud in there. And of course, all the fumes from bus exhaust and the emulsifiers and the food toxins and additives, all that stuff accumulates. So what happens is over time, you literally, as your cells die off naturally, they get replenished by a stronger cell if you're feeding the right nutrients in and detox them correctly. And we've got a water device. You've heard of these high pH water machines out there, right?
Oh,
everybody's using them as the big fad. Well, the bad news is you cannot be drinking water within an hour of eating your meal or you dilute the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So what we use is a machine by one of the scientists who I really love. His name is John Ellis. He's an ex-engineer from the boiler industry, and he designed a machine that heats and cools the water hundreds of times, thereby changing the hydrogen bond angle of the water between the hydrogen and the oxygen, H2O, and it changes it to where it becomes a super solvent, and it slips through those toxin-coated cells. And we have them on our website because I literally used it, and you can see the blood analysis that I did on my own cells after drinking the water for only 3 days. I have severe erythrocyte aggregation, which means there's almost no oxygen there. So I have some neural issues as well. And I've been detoxing, and it's been cleaning me up nicely, getting a lot of brain function back. But I wanted to see if this hydrogen bond angle water would do what we suspect, which is actually help with detox faster. So I drank 3 liters of the water over a course of 3 days. And I looked at my blood analysis before and at the end of the 3 days. And at the end of the 3 days, you could literally see that the blood cells were not sticking together and looking like real flat pancakes. They were breaking apart and becoming normal again in only 3 days. So he has many hospitals that use his devices and many organizations that use them. And you can always tell when a scientist has it right and the pharmaceutical companies don't like it because they can't sell their drugs because they try and debunk them on the web. And they try and use what they call is debunking of pseudoscience. But they don't even understand the hydrogen bond angle or what his machines do because in his patent he didn't put all the secrets. And that's one of the reasons why I use it. So for issues like that, you detox as fast as you can and clean up the cells. And as they die off and get rebuilt, they get rebuilt stronger if you put the good nutrients in. And that's the way you beat that.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. We are only a few seconds away from our next break. And when we come back from the break, we'll kick off our discussion We'll continue to take calls, but we'll kick off our discussion with considering what is there about Jeff Harvey that anything in deep space would want to know about. I think that the information that is being exported to deep space, what is that information? I think that is a $100 million question, and it's one that I'd like for us to speculate about just a little bit. And you keep calling, folks, because we'll answer calls when we come back. More with Jeff Harvey in just a moment. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest is Jeff Harvey. And I'll tell you, Jeff, during the break, the telephone lines were lighting up. So
I do want to revisit that burn thing again, because there is something that I forgot to put out there that may help.
Mm-hmm.
In the burn situations or deep tissue wound healing, there's a couple of things that are important. The organic sulfur will transfer oxygen, but in a bad burn, there is a powdered substance that's trace amino acids that and enzymes that can be used to take the ground up powder, put it over the open wound, and you can stimulate the skin to heal over in just a couple of days. Now, there'll still be a scab, but normally when you lift a scab after a few days, you normally notice it's still bloody underneath. Well, with this amino group, instead of having to be ingested and wait a half hour to go in, if you put the powdered form over the wound and it scabs over in a couple of days, when you peel the scab back, you have clean, shiny skin there. And that's a help. And then once it goes to the shiny stage, then you can use the organic sulfur and another item that we use, which is Olive Gold O3, which we have on the site, jefftech.net with one F. It actually will deliver all of the trace minerals, the 72, it'll deliver an ozonated olive oil in transdermally and the nutrients the skin needs to heal. So that's a way to speedily take a burn victim from where they were to where you really need to get them to. And that, with the LED units, you get the speed increased to where you can take these things out in far less time than you ever would just using standard silver treatments.
All right, we're going to take this call, and then we'll talk about what is there about Jeff Harvey that anything in deep space would be wanting to get information about. So, caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, this is Ryan in Puget Sound.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yeah, is the answer Africa?
No, but Africa's a continent.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. I guess I got that. But the question is there a way to measure the electricity signature coming from the body? I guess the question I wanted to ask was: could you prove the existence of a soul by the electronic signature that emits from the body? Have you ever tried to do that?
Ryan, why do you have to come on here and ask me the hardest question on the planet? That's an incredible question you asked. The soul, I don't know the answer to that question. I do know that it's nothing to measure the electromagnetic field around the body. That's very simple. You can use a gas discharge visualization. The scientist was out of Russia. I think it's Korotkov is his name. He's got a device that'll do that. Or what's really interesting is with this NES software, you put your hand over that space resonance capacitor, and it reads the body field. And it basically will look at the field of the entire body. Some people think that's a reflection of the soul. I cannot answer that because I'm not even sure if that's the case.
I guess Ryan left
the
us.
Best I can give you.
All right, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. Deep space. I read in an article on the internet that when we're talking deep space, we're talking some probes that are out. My goodness, telephones are doing weird stuff.
The time that happened.
We're talking about probes that are as far out as around Jupiter, around Venus. What is there out there that's interested in monitoring Jeff Harvey? Why? Now, I know you said that is a $64,000 question or $64 million question, but let's think about that for a moment. And caller, just hang on. I'll be with you in just a moment. There's got to be something about you that something out there wants to monitor. What?
There's been something posited to me. And as you know, they're doing a lot of work in remote viewing the future. And I'm doing a lot of work trying to open up sections of the brain. And as you probably know, the powers that be really do not want your pineal gland operating well, which is why you find fluorides and halides in your water supply. Now, Dr. Pete Peterson, if you look on the YouTube videos, who's basically a black ops scientist who decided to come forth with some health information, he said that there is a member of the ratfish family, which we believe is the skate, that has an oil that will actually eliminate your dental caries, you know, your cavities, dissolve the plaque inside the arteries, and stimulate the pineal gland. Now, all my research lately has been going into how to make your body work so that you don't have to deal with disease, and also to stimulate the brain. If the remote viewers that I have been involved with are at all involved in that side, and they have remote viewed the future, and I am somehow going to release some information that they don't want out, maybe that's part of it. That's what's been posited to me. But I use a program that's kind of interesting. It's called NeuroProgrammer 2 Pro, and it's one that's on my site. I think it's cheap. It's like $69. But what you can use it for is it helps with ADD in children. It works with stimulating your pineal gland. You can use it to stimulate human growth hormone production in the body just by using a pair of little earbuds. Now, I don't use the regular earbuds to listen to anything that you get in a regular store. If you get the Sony, they've got an MDR-EX32, which goes from 6 hertz up to 23,000 hertz. And you know 6 hertz is pretty low, below what you normally should be able to hear. But by putting those binaural beats into your brain, you can not only get to sleep better if you have sleep disorders, but you can use it to keep yourself awake when you need to work, and you can put yourself into the alpha mode when you need to be really creative. So I work with those pieces of software, and all the practitioners that are in the group I work with, I make sure they know about it because they're all trying to get better brain function. And so maybe I'm getting ready to come out with something that they already know about.
Okay, fair enough. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. I'd like to ask your guest, because you touched on a little bit, you know, about government stuff debunking. The FDA, you know, passed a law where only a drug can diagnose, treat, and something else, however they put it. And if you go and state other things can do certain things, you're opening yourself up for libel, or, you know, and confiscation of your equipment and stuff through the FDA. I wonder, you know, what you think about that. And two, have you ever heard of MMS? And do you believe in body health by alkaline and acidity? And I'll listen offline. Thanks.
Okay.
Terry, good questions. Yes, 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 and yes. MMS is something I use on a regular basis, and everyone who's interested in swine flu, avian flu, and all the crap that they've put together in the disease control centers and down in the bioweapons labs in Fort Detrick, you can combat these things using MMS. It's an inexpensive chlorite salt, and I take 12 drops, well, actually, when I'm out in public and I'm doing either a Texas Hold'em tournament or I'm doing seminars for health, I'm exposed to all these mutated agents that they've injected in you with the vaccines, which no practitioner that I know of would ever take a vaccine because it's nothing but poison. And it mutates in your body, and then, of course, you breathe it on everybody in a mutated form. So I take about 15 to 18 drops of MMS, and then five times that number of drops out of a real live lemon or lime, never a concentrate, and I mix that in a glass for about 3 minutes. And as it sets, it turns into a really strong chlorite salt solution that smells like chlorine, but it's not. And then I add to that some good quality distilled water, and I drink it down. And it literally wipes out tons of those pathogens, and I do that whenever I get out there in a public venue, so it keeps me healthy. And that's why I carry it on my site, because all the practitioners I work with, they all use it, and they use it for their clients. Now, high pH water is good for the body, but you don't want to take that stuff before a meal, because it'll dilute the hydrochloric acid in your body. You should be adjusting your pH using food. And as for the FDA, quite right, they have attacked tons of people trying to do all this work. But if you go look at my website, you'll notice that in a court of law, opinion is certainly defendable. And my website states that everything we do is our opinion there. So I'm basically teaching stuff that are my opinions. The information that I have, much of it is backed up by scientific literature and reports from doctors themselves that have done the research. So if the FDA decided that they wanted to come and shut me down and take everything I've got, absolutely not a problem. Because as I've trained all my practitioners to do, when you're doing research, you back up your information off-site so that even if they lock you up, you now have three other people that'll start disseminating it. So all they do by shutting down one person is create three more to go do the same work. And that's how we solve that problem. Please shut me down. There's three more people out there to get the job done. And we will continue teaching until there's no breath left in us any longer.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. Good evening, Jeff. This is Louie from Connecticut.
Hi, Louie. Speak up for us if you can.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yes?
Is there a possibility where you can use filter water and activated charcoal to detox metal from your body?
Okay, filtered water and activated charcoal. Let's talk about the water first. First of all the water in the public and municipal supplies is so full of drugs and toxins. If you go to my website, you should be able to see a picture of the water machine that we have, and I will quickly put up a picture of what the distiller looks like after about 60 hours of processing a municipal water supply's water. You'll see literally an entire pound of crud on the inside of the boiler, and that came from a municipal water supply. So you can only imagine what's in there.
Okay, but Jeff, I have a gravity-fed filter. Kevin, I'm allowed to say the name of it?
No, let's don't give a name of it.
Okay, well...
If whoever it is would like to buy advertising on the show, I'll be glad to do that.
Okay, but what it is, it has like two gigantic activated charcoals in there, right? And I use activated charcoal, and it drips, right? And I put that with water, and I take that, and it helps a lot.
Oh, yeah. Let me explain something. We just talked about a municipal water supply. Then you have well water supplies, which usually are heavy in a lot of minerals. And a lot of them now have been contaminated with a lot of other toxins and pharmaceuticals.
All right, we have to step away for a break. Both of you guys hang on the line. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest, Jeff Harvey. Let me check and see. Are both of you still on the line? Louis, you still with me?
Yes.
Louis, okay. Right, I'm right here.
Yeah, Kevin.
Okay. Jeff, you were talking about well water.
Yeah, they're very loaded with toxins, but Lou is on the right track because instead of doing nothing, you need to start working on these things and looking into what will work. Now, if the activated charcoal has small enough particulate size and a negative charge, it will, very similar to the super zeolite we use, just at a little bit of a reduced rate, it will bind to the toxins, which are typically a positive charge, and drag them out of the system through the elimination channels. And so that's one way of getting started on it. When you get to the point where you're no longer getting out enough material, then you'd want to go to something like the zeolite we have or something else. But anything you're doing like that is a good start, Lou.
Okay, so Jeff, I'll go on your site. I want to look up that water filter.
Sure. It should be right on the face page. And it's not a filter. It's a distiller, ozonator, and it changes the hydrogen bond angle.
Okay. I'll do that right now. Kevin, I'll do a click on his picture, right?
No. I didn't get that linked. But after the show, that's the first thing I will do is link it. You want to take a shot at which country is number five?
Okay, which I didn't hear it. I just came back from work.
Well, you see, you can win Mars Maximum Mystery. You can win that free, even if you've already got it. I don't know if you got it, but if you do, you get a free copy of it, and you can give it away. What we're asking is, which country is number five for us in our top 100 countries? The first four are United States, Australia, Canada, Great Britain, and then what's number five?
Austria?
No.
Australia?
No, Australia was number two.
Oh, okay.
And Austria is in the top 100, but there I don't see them real quickly here. They are further down on the list, though. But they're not in the top five, but they are in the top 100. Okay, thanks for the call. We have time, folks, for one more quick call at 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Julia from Texas.
Hi, Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Hi, Jeff. I wanted to ask you, my brother-in-law has Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, I wanted to get that LED light that you had, emitter. But now he's on five different medications. And to me, I don't know, most all medications are toxic, but is he supposed to keep taking those medications while we're trying this?
Well, here's the thing. Never go off a medication without discussing it with your doctor, because there may be something going on that it's also addressing. But I'm of the same opinion of you. Any pharmaceutical is a deadly pharmaceutical, except when you're in a crisis mode and you need to take one to get you out of that mode while you address the situation. The LEDs we have only one contraindication. I would not use them with an epileptic above the neck. You could use it for wound healing on them, no problem, but certainly don't allow that to get near their eyes, because they are very sensitive to strobe light. And these devices we have are not like most that you see on the web. On the web, they put 12 volts to them, and yeah, they get red and infrared, but we strobe ours at specific frequencies that hit certain frequency ranges in the body that the body will instantly react to and say, oh, okay, I'll start healing faster. So you can use the LEDs with that, but don't forget, you need to add liquid trace minerals, and then you've got to clean the crud out of there with a detox, and we've got the detox kit on the site, and that's
right.
www.jefftech.net, jefftech.net with only one F, and they're in there, but when you clean that crud out, you watch how fast you can get a reaction back from them, start talking to them again, and see they start returning to normal. But it takes some time, because the cells have to die off and get regenerated.
Right. Well, now, do you have a regimen that I can follow? Because I'm just not good at this kind of stuff. But, I mean, is there...
Go up to the website. If you go up to the website, the protocol is up there, and my story of how I reversed my Alzheimer's dementia is up there. So I have some real life experience on reversing it.
Okay, thank you so much. We're going to try this, and I really do appreciate this, Jeff.
Good luck to him.
Julia, you want to take a stab at which country's number five?
Oh, I was going to say Mexico.
No. By the way, the previous caller said Austria. They're number 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Mexico is number 20.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to tell everybody what is number five. I was surprised because the last time I checked this, they were further down on the list. It is Japan. Japan is number five for us. Number six is Sweden. Number seven, the Netherlands. Germany is number eight. France, number nine. And Austria, number 10. China, number 11. And that's as far down in the list as I'll read. But these change from month to month. A couple of months ago, I checked, and Canada was ahead of the United States. But I don't know, it fluctuates through the year. But right now, Canada's number three, and Australia is number two. So it's kind of interesting how that works. All right, Jeff, want to make sure that everybody knows the website, because I did not link it, and I will do so as soon as the show is over. I will go to my website and put your link on your picture. So for the next 24 hours, anybody that clicks your picture will get over to your website. So tell us again what your web address is.
Sure. It's www.jefftech.net. And that's Jeff Tech with one F, and it's a .net. And everything is up there. We've got a store link at the top, dozens of articles up there on health. Our detox page has got protocols for using the LEDs, and the Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and the cancer pages are there, what we do for cancers, what we do for the other things. And everything you'd probably want is there, and if anybody's missing anything, just go to the Contact Us page, send me an email, or send me an email at jeff@jefftech.net, and I'll be happy to answer any of the questions, of course. And if anyone knows some of the people that I worked with in intelligence that have been trying to get hold of me, I'd appreciate they get hold of me. I worked with fellows like Steve Strout, Dan Chervin, Mike Raborczyk, and Lloyd Thomas. So those are just a few of them. So if anyone knows them, please ask them to give me a contact, because last time I heard, Lloyd was trying to get hold of me, and he had heavy metal toxins. And I'd certainly like to help him get rid of some of that like I did for myself.
Outstanding. Well, in a roundabout way, what you are coming up with now may be a result of extraterrestrial technology. If there is extraterrestrialness in the background of that implant, then getting the implant, having the problems you had, getting rid of the implant, seeing the improvement has led to where you are now. So in a very roundabout way, if there is anything extraterrestrial in the background of that implant, then the result is that it's translating into something that's good and healthy for people. So it is indirect, I grant you, but there it is. Jeff, I want to
agree with you.
I'm sorry?
I have to agree with you. Having gone through all this nonsense, I've actually been able to help a lot of people. So,
Jeff, I hate to do it. We have to step out of here because the end of the show music has started. There you go, folks. Jeff Harvey. Get over to jefftech.net. Check it out for yourself. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.